Well-known pastor Tim Keller dies at 72 after battling cancer. I can't wait to see Jesus. By Amy Farr on May 20, 2023. Christian author and pastor Tim Keller died Friday at the age of 72 following a long struggle with pancreatic cancer. The founding pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City is being mourned by many whom he loved and influenced over the years, according to Fox News. Keller died trusting in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection, stated Bruce Darrell, speaking for the Redeemer Network leadership team, adding they would always be grateful for his dedication to sharing the love of Jesus Christ with people. In a social media post on Keller's page, his son Michael Keller wrote, "Dad waited until he was alone with Mom. She kissed him on the forehead, and he breathed his last breath. We take comfort in some of his last words, 'There is no downside for me leaving, not in the slightest. See you soon, Dad.'" Keller and his wife founded Redeemer Presbyterian Church in 1989 and weekly attendance grew into the thousands, according to Christian Headlines. The outlet said he regularly defended orthodoxy, the exclusivity of the gospel, and the biblical definition of marriage. In 2017, he stepped down to head up a church planting ministry called Redeemer City to City. Michael Keller said that hours before he passed away, his father prayed, "I'm thankful for all the people who've prayed for me over the years. I'm thankful for my family, that loves me. I'm thankful for the time God has given me, but I'm ready to see Jesus. I can't wait to see Jesus. Send me home." Keller was also a co-founder of the Gospel Coalition, which shared a tribute to him on Friday. Ken Mbugwa, a pastor in Nairobi, Kenya, expressed his deep thanks for Keller's ministry. "The Lord has used him to not only help me understand the gospel well, but help me understand myself well by helping me explore and discover idols that were keeping me from delighting in Christ, from trusting in him, and for this I will be eternally thankful," he said.